It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this gorgeous, kind of chilly Wednesday evening.
Yep.
Neil, it has been a while.
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, and...
And we've had a lot of sports going on Wednesday nights.
That's a good thing. So, we welcome into studio four of the prettiest ladies I've seen since...
Since you left home to talk to Marsha.
5:30, probably.
Yeah.
But we have in studio Lisa Overman, Ashley Overman, Abby Timmerman, and Danielle Deuce from the Sawyer Overman Benefit Weekend Committee, correct?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, now, I really think that the first question that people want to know is, where'd you get the nickname Rudy?
Good question. Well, my grandma gave me that when I was really little, and there is no explanation about it, but it stuck, and when my friends call me Danielle, I know they're mad at me. So I like to be called Rudy.
Okay, well, blame it on your grandma.
Yes, grandma's
fault.
Very good. Yep.
So I tell you what, I read several things on Facebook that we are looking forward to what many people call their favorite weekend of the year. So, why don't you kind of explain why that is, and I'll let you, Lisa, kind of answer that, because I think that's what I saw you write.
Yes, it is. It is one of my favorite weekends of the year. I would say it's my kids' favorite, too. It's a fun weekend to just remember Sawyer and all of our loved ones that went to heaven. We have so many fun events planned. We have a huge wiffle ball tournament, which we have 25 teams signed up already.
Oh, my.
And, can they still sign up?
They can still sign up.
That's awesome.
As soon as you can get us the form, the better. I know there's a few other teams that are going to sign up yet, too. So we should have a good turnout for that. It's just we have events planned all weekend for kids all ages. We have raffles, auctions, live auctions.
Food trucks,
camping, yes, and there are a few electric campsites left yet. If you want a campsite, get a hold of Danielle, Rudy, Danny, whatever you want to call her.
So let's start at the beginning and explain to the people out there why do we have this weekend.
So this weekend is to raise money for our Ninja Park that we're hoping to build. The whole Ninja Park came about, I just casually mentioned to my friends one time that I think a Ninja Park would be a great way to remember Sawyer. If you lose a child, your biggest fear is maybe that he'll be forgotten someday. And with this group of girls, our friends, my family, I know that will never happen now, but that was a big fear of mine at first. So I casually mentioned that, and they took that idea, they ran with it. I didn't ever really think it was going to happen, didn't know how much time or it was going to take and how much money it was going to take. But so this started with them selling T-shirts and other fundraisers. Now we have this big fundraiser to try to raise money to build this Ninja Park for our town, for everybody to remember Sawyer.
Now, one of the crazy things about it is, so you're having a wiffle ball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you raise last year doing this wiffle ball tournament?
Around $110,000.
Yeah. Isn't that just awesome?
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. That number is, yeah, it's a wiffle ball tournament. What'd you raise? A couple thousand bucks? Yeah, plus 110 or whatever. Yes.
You know, we count crazy. That money Sunday night after we've been getting ready Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. We're exhausted.
Yep.
So you
might have miscounted.
Yeah. No, but counting that money at the end, like, I think we even surprised ourselves. You know, yeah. We're like, what are the chances?
Yep.
So.
Well, I'm kind of surprised, but not really, that you raised that much for a great cause.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, why a ninja part?
Well, so Sawyer was, he was adventurous. He loved the outdoors. He was always competitive. So, I think a ninja part kind of combines all those things into one, and I think that would just be a great way to remember him by. And yeah. I think older people will enjoy it too. If you know Megan, who can't be here, I've seen her a little bit competitive on a ninja park before with kids.
That's cool. And I'll tell you what, to have something that exemplifies the spirit, you know, of the little guy that you lost is awesome, you know, and when you when you'll drive by there and you'll see kids of all ages and you'll see that spirit, you know, so that's a fantastic way of doing it. So, you know, we mentioned the wiffle ball, and we're going to come back because the benefit weekend is much more than just a wiffle ball tournament.
Yes.
So, I was going to say, we'll take a real quick break, but Neil's not in his chair.
I'm on my way.
Okay. So, we'll take a real slow break so Neil can come back to his chair. You'll move as fast as you used to there, fella.
You're in my way. You
see me sprinting.
You're not.
Is that right? No, so we'll be back to talk about the Sawyer Overman Benefit Weekend and some of the details right after this.
Do you have a graduation party you're planning for or a weekend get-together? Let Wayne IGA be your party headquarters. Of course, they have all the drinks you want, pop, beer, wine, Powerade, plus all the snacks. But don't forget that you can also get their great fried chicken, everybody's favorite. And the barbecue pork, cream chicken, and beef make for quick and easy sandwiches. Don't forget to call ahead at 375-2865 to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. They'll make your party preparations easier. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
What an incredible episode of the podcast we have in store. And especially on an election year, this is going to be very insightful.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
I just want to start by saying an incredible event is happening in Fort Recovery, Ohio, during the world-famous Harvest Jubilee.
Oh, yes, the second year of the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. I heard last year went so great, they're doing it again.
Dodgeball tournament?
Yes. It's incredibly embarrassing you aren't aware. It's the 18-plus dodgeball tournament happening Saturday, June 15th. Get your team of 6 to 8 and sign up at fortrecoveryjubilee.com/dodgeball.
There will even be a youth tournament the Friday before. More information on that and other updates will be posted on the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament Facebook event page.
So go follow that.
You guys didn't just come here to promote a dodgeball tournament in Ohio, did you?
Yes.
Correctamundo.
We're back. We're talking to the Sawyer Overman Benefit Weekend Committee. Lisa, Ashley, Abby, and Danielle. And we're talking about the upcoming weekend. So let's start with the dates of this. Does it start on Friday?
Mm-hmm. Starts Friday, June 7th, and it continues on to Saturday, June 8th.
And let's talk about the agenda. What all is planned?
Lots of fun things.
It is going to be a fun weekend. So we start next Friday at 6 o'clock. The doors open. We have inflatable jumpy houses for the kids out there. Keep them busy and entertained. Something I think that they all enjoy. Cosmic Bingo starts at 7, which is always a fun night. It's a great party.
DJ by Buffalo. Yeah, what makes it the best?
What makes it the best?
The DJ.
The DJ, yes, definitely. DJ by Bubba and Bill. They help us out every year very graciously. Bingo
with,
tickets.
With appropriate comments.
With appropriate comments, yeah.
So is the Cosmic Bingo, are there still tickets available for it?
There are possibly just a few tickets left, yes.
Okay. So, yeah. If I want one, I would contact who?
Any of us girls here or... could just message
Megan.
Yeah.
Any
Megan.
Member of the committee. But we'll call out Megan since she's not here.
Or okay. You can just Facebook message or, you know, message off on the on any of their social media.
Yep. And for those who don't know what Cosmic Bingo is, the Cosmic Bingo is basically they turn all the lights off, but we have black lights. There's a lot of decorations that's fluorescent and neon. We have some really good music going. Bill and Bubba do a fantastic job keeping the party going throughout the night. There's games in between. It's always a good time. We've got fluorescent bingo daubers. They keep it lighthearted and it's fantastic.
Every year, I think I see when they're playing Sweet Caroline and everybody's fleshing their daubers, I guess would be the best way to phrase that. And they're kind of singing along with the song. It's a really cool
thing.
And
we're generally over there crying tears about that time because we're like, we did it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first year. After it was very stressful getting everything hung. It's a lot of work setting that up, and just there's a lot of work that goes into that. And I remember the first time they turned the lights off and turned the black lights on, and I think everyone on the committee was crying just because I think it was our sign, like, you know what, this is all going to come together okay. And it was a great night.
Okay, and that's Friday night at 7, correct?
Yes.
Very good.
Yep.
We also have the, I think this is something new this year, right? We didn't do it last, did we do the NASCAR last year?
Yes.
Did we?
Yep.
Okay.
It's our first year.
And then at 7 o'clock, for those who are not doing the bingo, we also have the Sawyer 500 NASCAR treadmill racing. And then at dusk, we do the sending lanterns to family and friends in heaven. So we have... launchable lanterns the kids can, well, not just kids and adults can write a message, write their loved one's name on it, and then we have lighters out there and we send them up to heaven. It was a beautiful night last year, and it just it's really heartwarming to see.
So is that something that you buy a lantern there or
we supply all the lanterns for you and markers, and it's just really neat to see all
really
those kids
cool.
Working together.
And it's cool to listen to the kids, tell their story, whether it's a grandma or a friend or Sawyer, it's neat to see their little brain sticking.
That's one of the great things about the whole weekend is, yes, it's in memory of Sawyer and we're doing it for a purpose, but we also do things throughout the weekend to recognize other people who have passed too soon, to raise money for families who are either going through a hard time or who have also lost a loved one. So it's not always just about Sawyer. We try to make this a weekend about coming together as a community.
So I have a really dumb question. What is a treadmill 500?
So that was actually sent to us by Russell Bergman, came up with this idea, so you can only imagine.
Yes.
So they're little NASCAR, you know, like Hot Wheel NASCARs. We put them on a treadmill, and then we turn that treadmill up, and we race them. And then the last one on the treadmill wins. So,
it's actually
very fun.
They try to keep it on the treadmill.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, so they're all lined up on there, and, like, some fly off right away, and others stay on till the end.
Yeah, very rednecky, but yeah. The guys love it.
Yeah. Cool. Kids. So
it doesn't take much to entertain.
Is it a kids thing, an adult thing, or anybody?
Everybody. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. 8 o'clock that night, Russell, speaking of Russell, he's going to be DJing out there for us. He always does a good job. And then we will have the Krispy Kreme donuts back to be available to be purchased that night. So
should be a good night. Yeah. Good time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming some of your live and silent auctions and bucket things will be out where people can look at them on Friday night also? Or will those come out on Saturday?
We might have some of the larger items out. But okay. And I think after the bingo, we try to set it all up, so it might be set up after the bingo. But
okay. Yep.
That might all be Saturday morning that yep. It's all set up.
So you had talked about there being other beneficiaries to have... Have you decided who or what you're going to donate to, or is that kind of a last-minute thing?
We have one family chosen. That's Iris August. So she is a 13-year-old girl from Salina who she's been defying the odds since she was born, and then she has recently been diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma. So she has just started her journey of chemo treatments. But before this, she had difficulty getting in and out of vehicles because of a birth defect she was born with. I can't even pronounce this word, yeah. But she's had trouble getting around. So I know they're trying to get her house all handicap accessible, getting a handicap van, a power wheelchair for her and her mom to help her get around. She's just a really neat kid. Her family has been friends with the Overman family for many years, so we hope we can help them out.
Yeah, you'd never know that she, I mean, she lived, you know, every day. She just was resilient mm-hmm. to it. She's a great girl, and her mom's even a greater person. So
yes.
That's yep. awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of her friends, so she's from Salina, goes to school at Salina, and some of her friends we have a couple wiffle ball teams signed up for her, so that's fun.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. What else on Friday night? Or did we wrap up Friday?
That's Friday. We've got Friday under control. Saturday, June 8th, starting at 8 o'clock, we'll have Krispy Kreme donuts for sale again. At 9:45, the national anthem will be sung by Sawyer's Grandma Sandy Overman. It's always a neat and touching national anthem, too. The wiffle ball tournament begins at 10 o'clock. That is subject to change depending on how many teams we get. And food trucks will open at 11. We will have Wendell's Barbecue and Heavy Smokers Barbecue there. Kona Ice will be there from 11 to 3. We will have concessions. There will be plenty of sugar for the kids. We'll have some apparel, Sawyer shirts, Sawyer hats. We have some new Sawyer hats this year, and they are sharp. They stand out. They're unique. Have to get yourself one. The inflatable jumpy house will be open then, and the hall will be open. The auctions and raffle items will all be set out that day, and 50-50 tickets will be available to purchase.
So the wiffle ball tournament, okay, you said that there's 25 teams now. You're expecting more. Are they all kids teams?
We have a few adults teams. Yeah. We have a team with people the age of 30 to 55. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I'd like to see some more adults playing, so if you want to play, get yourself signed up.
Yeah. Rocker?
Yeah?
Can you play wiffle ball?
Not very good.
No?
Then that's perfect, then.
You'll fit right in. That's fine.
So, well, I tell you what, I'm sure we're getting ready to talk about the auction items. So let's take a quick break. Come back and discuss what's going to be auctioned off at the Sawyer Overman Benefit Weekend. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
This is the last week that Miracle Lanes will be open until August. That's right, Sunday will be the last day to get all that great food, subs, wings, pizza, and all those other family favorites. Call them at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Last chance until August at Miracle Lanes is this Sunday, so don't wait. Call them at 375-4274 and get your order in now. The Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball Tournament is coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th, at the Wendelene Sports Club. On Friday night, the festivities begin at 6 with jumpy houses, then at 7, it'll be Cosmic Bingo and the Sawyer 500 NASCAR treadmill races. Krispy Kreme donuts will be available to purchase all evening, and DJ Russell Bergman will start playing his party music at 8 o'clock. At dusk, they'll be sending lanterns to our family and friends in heaven, and lanterns will also be available for you to decorate and send messages to. On Saturday, Krispy Kreme donuts will be available again, and Sawyer's grandma, Sandy Overman, will sing the national anthem scheduled for 9:45 a.m. Then the wiffle ball tournament will start at 10. All ages are welcome to play, so get your team signed up now. Go to their social media pages for details. There will be food trucks all day, the jumpy houses will be around again all day, and you can check out the live, silent, and bucket auction items all day, with the live auction beginning at 8. There will also be a horseshoe tournament, face painting, and lots more fun, and Maura and the boys will be playing from 9 to midnight. It'll be a huge weekend with lots of activities for all ages. Don't miss this great event, raising money for the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park, coming up on Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th, at Wendelene Sports Club.
Just point to me when it's time. Point to me when it's time. Point to me when it's time. We're back. And, you know, I've discovered that when you give these four ladies a little bit of alcohol, their creative juices start to flow. And they've just added, I think this is what I heard, an auction item that is a night out with Rocker, right?
Yep, he's going to take somebody out to dinner. I'll put $100 on it. You can take him to Tim Man's or...
We gotta bump it up better than that.
Okay. Okay.
$300.
And we're going to coordinate it to where it's the Saturday after Rocker's monthly shower.
Perfect.
So, hey, his bathroom's fixed now, so he's...
Oh, that's right. He has his bathroom fixed.
Oh, Rocker.
All right, so... what else is on Saturday?
Yeah, so I think we talked a little bit about the food trucks. So from 1 to 4, we have face painting. We've had that the last couple years. Always a really big hit with the kids. She does a fantastic job. At 2 o'clock, we have the horseshoe tournament. And you need to be there at 1:30 to sign up. And we also have the gun raffle tickets will be drawn throughout the day. I think those have been being sold for quite a while. We still have some available, so feel free to contact a committee member. And then at 7 o'clock, the bucket raffles and the other raffles are going to be drawn. And the live auction starts at 8 o'clock. For those who have gotten to attend the live auction in the past, it is absolutely one of the highlights of the weekend. Kyle Deuce is the auctioneer. He is not only a fantastic auctioneer, but he is 100% entertainment as well. And then from 9 to midnight, we have live music by Moore and the Boys.
Fantastic. So you mentioned the bucket raffle. What's that? What's included in that?
So we have lots of donations that were donated throughout the community. And we honestly, we couldn't do this benefit without the community and everything that they donate. I mean, so many businesses have donated so many great gifts, and they're still coming in even today. We got several more today. So all kinds of stuff. I mean, we got little kids stuff, little girl stuff, adult stuff, kids stuff. We got stuff from K&L, Simple Touch. The list just goes on and on. So with that, the kids really get into this. I think we sell the tickets for $1 a ticket. Usually dad or mom gives them $10. They get 10 tickets, and then they get to go around, and they get to drop any whatever prize they like. They'll drop all their tickets in that bucket. I don't know if it was the first year or the second year, but our youngest, Cade, he really wanted this big monster truck, and I'm pretty sure that we spent over $100 in tickets just so he would win it. I mean, I could have went and bought him one for that, but he got about $100 worth of tickets. All his tickets went to that monster truck. So it's cool. The kids get so excited, and they whatever prize they got their eye on. So, those bucket raffles, not just for kids. There's cool adult stuff too. So we usually have, not sure how many we have now, but 30 different prizes. Yeah.
And all kinds. There's hunters kind of things. There's
so many different things.
There's ladies frou-frou things and He-Man guy stuff. And
yep.
And it's and a lot of kids stuff. It's really neat.
Neat. It's pretty special. And we just want to thank everybody who has donated. We couldn't do this without them.
So ticket-wise, we're having the gun raffle. Like we said, we had a few more Cosmic Bingo tickets left, but we're also giving away three, would you call them poly furniture sets? One is like a bar. One is two chairs with a stand. It's a beautiful set. And we're also giving away a swing. So we did really good there, and we're looking forward to giving that away. We just saw some tickets for that, too. They are $20 a piece or three for $50, and they've been going over very well. Yeah. So if you're interested in that, let us know too.
Yep, and we'll have those out there Saturday, Friday night too. You can check them out.
So I tell you what, and the best way to find out as much as you can about this is probably on like your Facebook site, that type of thing. So, when you mentioned the patio furniture, I mean, that's something that everybody loves that style and stuff, so that's awesome.
And the Facebook group name is the Sawyer Overman Annual Wiffle Ball Benefit Weekend. So go there and check it out. We keep it pretty well up to date, let you know what's all going on. So
fantastic. And then it kind of culminates with the auction, right? So what types of things get auctioned off?
So last year we had a life-size Indian made by Miles Nasby, and that was a huge hit. That went for $15,000 last year.
Was that all?
That's all, yeah.
And it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, it's in the commons at the high school going into the gym.
Yes.
And it is pretty cool.
Yeah. So this year, he made a Fort Recovery bench, and that's, I think, even just as awesome. It's cool.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it on Facebook yet, please visit the site, because it is an absolutely beautiful piece of artwork.
Is it talented.
Stone? Is it like a...
It's all wood. Yeah.
It's wood.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks stone when you look at it.
He does this. I don't know if he does this for a living now.
He does it full time.
He does it full time. He does wood carving. He does absolutely phenomenal work. Mm-hmm. So
he's definitely a very talented artist.
So, like, where is he from?
Penville. There's a town that starts with an R out that way too.
Redkey.
I don't know.
Ridgeville.
Ridgeville. There you go.
Yep. Ridgeville. Oh, okay. Yep. That's down in north end of Randolph County.
Yep.
It was pretty neat to see. He actually came to the benefit
last year, and I think he himself was blown away by the amount of money that he raised. I think he had a good time at the benefit too.
That's good.
Yeah, and he did. He partnered with us this year too. Gave it to us for half price. So shout out to NASB Chainsaw Carving too for.
So how did you find this guy?
I believe we went to the home show in Fort Wayne. And he was there, and I was kind of looking out for it, and I grabbed his card. I happened to message him, and lo and behold, we were half an hour away from each other. So,
yeah.
And whenever I messaged him and told him what we were doing, he was like, all in. What can I do to help? So he's been a great contributor for this weekend, too.
Fantastic.
Yes. So we also have a really cool, like, vintage gas pump that was refurbished by Mike Gruby and donated by Mike Gruby. That's really cool to see.
He had one at the one-of-a-kind auction a couple of years ago and went for a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly well done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you even sort of know him, you know it's going to be well done or you're not going to see it. So.
And then we also have a Chevy bench that... It's an old tailgate that me and Sean and my sister and her husband, we do the 127 garage sale every year, and we found this old Chevy tailgate, and we said we're going to make a bench out of it. Well, we gave it to Craig Evers and Kip Deuce, and they turned it into an awesome bench, and that's also on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. We have country concert tickets for it's a sold-out area of country concert in the VIP section for Saturday night, and that was donated by the Park Road neighborhood. We have Ohio State tickets that was donated by Mark and Heather Addington. Great seats for that. An American flag that was made by Nick Schlarman, who is a high schooler at St. Henry Schools. And
I think I know him.
Yep.
Yep. Nice kid.
Yes. And then we also have Ann Wilson tickets, who is a kind of a gospel country singer. Yeah. So, and they are, I think, second row seats, so amazing seats for that. So those are just some of the items we have so far. We might have a few more come in.
Fantastic. And then Kale Deuce is the auctioneer?
No, Kyle Deuce.
Kyle Deuce. And Kyle has an auctioneering background?
Last year.
Well, he's done it this is his third time doing it because this is the third annual benefit.
I think he did do some schooling because I remember he was functioning everything off for a while.
He's honestly really good at it. Mm-hmm. You have to get a few beers in him before he is comfortable, but he does a fantastic job. And I don't know if you know Kyle, but he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's quite a character, and he also is a realtor, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if he does that anymore. I think he still works for the Village of Coldwater.
Okay.
I think a couple years ago he auctioned off his wife and his son.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, Cookie Monster.
Well, you know what, and this is a fantastic cause, but what. What creates the memories are the dozens and dozens of people who make it fun and they make it special and they make you laugh, you know, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, I know Rudy already spoke a little bit to this about all the businesses and the people that have contributed, but I mean, the list could go on and on. The families and the kids who have contributed, not just to the weekend, but to the Sawyer Memorial Fund in general, it's just really heartwarming. It gives you hope for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about the overall fund thing. And Abby mentioned this at the beginning.
Yeah. So I think we've sat down, we've picked these quotes apart. I think we're halfway.
Yeah.
And when we started, I mean, these quotes were coming in over $1 million. So I think we've got quite a few of the pieces purchased already. A large portion of this $1 million is the turf, the pour in place, play, basically the flooring of it. So we feel good about where we're at. Our goal, we're crossing our fingers, We're hoping to have this done by spring of 2025. And with that being said, we are our own 501c3. So if anybody has a heart out there, would like to send a donation, feel free. You can mail in your donation. It's the Sawyer Overman Memorial, P.O. Box 341, and that's in Fort Recovery. So, but like I said, we've been very lucky. You touched on that before. Lemonade stands, cookie stands, cents for Sawyer. How much money did they say they drug out of that school in buckets?
It was
like change.
It was like 9,500, more than that, I think.
But, they lugged that to the bank. Like
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
in a week's time.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get the elementary kids to bring in some coins.
Oh, yeah. My kids were cleaning out grandma's couch cushions. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a great week.
Yeah, it's astounding that amount of money with just kids bringing in change. It's that's crazy. I love it, man. Mm-hmm.
And you cannot see a school picture at any level where at least three of the kids don't have some sort of a For Sawyer shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, and if everybody was told to wear it, the only kids that wouldn't have one would be the ones that moved in last week.
Yeah.
You know.
And by God, we'd make sure they had one, too.
And you know what? That is a testament to the job that you guys have done. Okay? You know, anybody can get together and have one party, one weekend, one fundraiser, you know? And then they drink a little bit too much, and they disperse, and they say, boy, wasn't that fun. But to do it for, this is your third year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To still have a few hurdles to jump and to still have the energy and the ideas that, you know, you guys have is a tremendous testament. It really is. And my hat's off to all four of you. You know, and I guess I have to include Megan in this too, right?
We do give her a lot of grief, but she was Citizen of the Year for a reason. It hurts me to say that, and I'm glad she's not here to see me say it. But yeah, she's
deserving.
Very much so.
Yeah, and you know, while there's, you know, limited seating in here, we have a lot of people on the committee who have contributed, not just us four, us five. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a lot of friends and family who have also been involved
and
helped
spouses
plan.
Spouses and kids. And
oh, yeah.
It takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned kids, and I'm sure the kids have a ball, but there's a value to having your kids out there and to see their parents and the community, you know, working towards helping others. That's something that all of them's going to remember, you know, and that there's a lot of value there. So I'll tell you what, Neil, we're going to take one more break, come back and do a quick wrap up, and then we'll chat with Rocker after that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll get on to Sports Talk, and they're going to have the track team in and the baseball team out of the baseball seniors. So those are all, that's going to be a big night on Sports Talk. Back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Indians baseball team is playing great and hitting the ball well. They are the Coldwater District champions, and now they're headed to the regionals. Tomorrow evening, they'll take on the Montpelier Locomotives at Elida at 5 o'clock. Montpelier is the number one seed out of the Bryan District and are the Buckeye Border Conference champions and have an overall record of 13-8. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, just as we have all season long. Get on the Indians bandwagon this week and head up to Elida tomorrow night. But if you just can't get there to cheer them on in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back insight. And talking about name that cheese. I've never seen a person stick a piece of cheese so far up her nose trying to smell it first.
Megan.
Can we blame Megan since she's
yes.
not here?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We'll blame Megan. Okay, so ladies, this always goes quickly. But let's talk about before we do like a recap of the weekend, let's do a what's in this Ninja Park thing.
So in the Ninja Park, there's, I think there's like 9 or 12 obstacles we have, and it's like a challenge course. So when you start, you hit a start button, you do all these obstacles as fast as you can, and then there's an end button, and then there's also a 40-yard dash that's also timed that you can race somebody. And we've also included some other obstacles in or pieces of equipment like zip lines and other fun items in there too. It's just really fun. If you're competitive, it's really a fun thing to do, and it's great because we can use it three seasons out of the year. So
yeah,
we hope that everybody will enjoy it. You know, all year round.
And go ahead, Ash.
Oh, what I was gonna say is like I don't know if whenever we talk about obstacles, I don't know if anyone remembers like back in the 90s, the American Gladiators, or if you've watched the what's the Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
TV show. So it's that type of things that, you know, there's climbing, there's different things you can climb. And
I tell you what, when like you go down to the park on any weekday night, there are 9,000 kids down there. And to be able to add this type of thing to it, kids are going to love it. Just absolutely love it.
There's also like a, would you call it like a netting climb?
Yeah, one of thing. Those net climbers.
Yeah, they have them in Salina, and it never fails whenever I take my kids there. It's the first thing they do is shoot to the top of that thing, yeah. And it's up there a ways. So we're hoping to get something like that in there too.
Yeah.
I hope to. I look forward to trying that.
Yeah. We'll put Rocker at the top.
No.
So, let's do a recap of that weekend. It starts on Friday.
Not this weekend,
not
but the
this
following weekend.
It's the 7th and 8th.
Yes. Yep.
7th and 8th. Doors open Friday at 6. Inflatable jumpy houses start at 6 as well. Cosmic Bingo at 7, along with the Sawyer NASCAR. 500 treadmill racing. At dusk, we're sending lanyards to all of our family, friends, and Sawyer in heaven. 8 o'clock, Rock and Russ is going to be there DJing, and we'll have Krispy Kreme donuts that evening to purchase. And
so make sure you have a dozen so that you can eat them before you go on Saturday, and then get another dozen for, so you can have them on Sunday.
I have no idea how many dozens of donuts my kids ate last year. I mean, it was every time I turned around, somebody had another donut.
All right, and then on Saturday, so we will have the Krispy Kreme donuts available again at 9:45. Sawyer's Grandma Sandy will be singing the national anthem to kick things off, and we will also have the Grease Ups fire truck there because I don't think there's any event that that's not there. Yeah. Is it even an event if it's not there? I don't know. And then, depending on how many teams we get signed up, at around 10 o'clock, the wiffle ball tournament will start. At 11 o'clock, the food trucks will open, which we have Wendell's Barbecue, Heavy Smokers Barbecue. From 11 to 3, we have Kona Ice. We'll have concessions available all day. Sawyer items, shirts, wristbands, coolie cups, hats, everything will be available all day to purchase. Jumpy houses. And then we'll have the hall open to see all the auction, raffle, drop bucket items we have. And then 1 to 4, we have face painting. And 2 o'clock, we have a horseshoe tournament. Gun raffle tickets will be drawn throughout the day. And then we have... the bucket raffles will be drawn at 7 o'clock with the live auction to begin at 8. And from 9 to midnight, we have Moore and the Boys playing.
Now, let me ask you, do I remember seeing right that it's bring your own beverages?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, you'll have like pop and stuff like that they could buy at the concession stand, but the bar at there will not be open? It will be, and you can...
I think it might be open. Yeah,
but it's okay
you
if
you bring your own beverages.
Bring your own. So the money is saved by bringing your own. Mm-hmm. You will buy the bucket tickets, or write your name on one of the silent auction things, or just when the live auction starts, just hold your hand up and don't put it down.
That's right.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, guys, I tell you what. First of all, I want 3 of your patio furniture tickets, if I can get those. And then I wish you sunny weather, large crowds, and a hell of a good time.
Well, thank you.
Real quick, the dueling pianos thing on New Year's Eve, how did that go? Well, okay, decent? Did you lose money?
From what we can probably remember, you know, I have to kind of laugh at, like, other times I have been to dueling piano shows, and it was more of like a sit down and watch and clap along. And I think it was maybe an hour, and that dance floor was full, crowded around the pianos. It was a great time. I don't even know what the ending fundraising was for it.
$30,000. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's what you get for showing people a good time.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I've got no doubt that with your committee's enthusiasm and ideas, that there's more great things to come. So fantastic job. And we'll take a quick break, let these ladies escort themselves out, and we'll get ready for Rocker. So
well, they can hang around and help us harass Rocker.
Hey, what's that?
They can hang around and help us harass Rocker.
Hey.
Thank you guys for having us. It's always a pleasure to come in here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to have you girls, even if sometimes, especially when Megan's here, I give you a hard time, but still, it's awesome. What you girls do is incredible. It's just absolutely incredible.
Fantastic. So stay tuned, and we'll be back right after this with the Rocker.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
We've been waiting a year, and now it's here. The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 9th from 4 to 7. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and lots more, 12 flavors in all to choose from. Besides the awesome ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy some on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 on Sunday, June 9th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Hello, Rocker.
Hi,
hello,
Jack. Rocker.
Are you okay?
We're on a time cramp.
I know, but I want to know whether you're okay or
he's
not.
Okay.
We don't have time for this crap.
He fell.
Well, he didn't exactly fell. The chair sneaked up from under him. It's got that round base, and it spins.
And I have a very, I have no booty, so that what happened there. May 28, 1999.
Oh, boy.
A 21-year-long restoration of the Last Supper is completed.
Oh, cool.
So, that was a painting?
Yes.
Jack, yes. As
if
cultured
you
as you
it,
are, you should figure that one out.
If you restore it, then it's no longer an original, is it?
No. Well, it went back to its original colors, because the colors had faded and all that over the 400 or 500 years.
We'll keep this going.
Okay, go ahead.
2007, the Creation Museum opens in Petersburg, Kentucky. I'm sure Neil knows where that's at.
It's down there in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay, I was hoping for a little more advent.
Well, it's south and west of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's not too far from the airport.
Yep, I believe that's correct. I haven't been there, but...
Yep.
No call for that. No call for that little field trip.
I've been there.
Okay.
Did you do the trip, or did you say you've been there? Did you go look at it?
No.
And leave, or did you go through it?
I didn't go through it. Drove through it.
Yep.
On this day, May 29, 1942, The White Christmas becomes the best-selling single of all time.
On this date in May. I'll be darned.
I thought it.
It's a little early for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, what can you say?
Well, that's when it came out. Or whatever.
2009, Disney's Up floats up into the theaters. I didn't write that out very well.
That is a great movie.
It's the best I can come up with under the circumstances.
That one makes me cry.
Got nothing.
Bubby, you ever seen Up?
The movie?
The movie?
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah. Disney movie.
Crickets.
Yep.
What's that, Jiminy?
Jiminy Cricket?
Very good.
Yeah.
It's the only cricket I know. Every birthday time.
Oh, boy. Hope it's mine.
Tuesday, we had Lucy Stogler and Terry Kunkler.
Oh.
Happy birthday to both.
Yeah, I saw his wife. I saw Terry's wife today.
I know how old Lucy is.
Wednesday, we got Alexis Braun. Michael Garkey, and Joe Sechrist.
I had a bunch of them.
And Tom Lamb.
Tom Lamb.
Tom Lamb.
Yeah.
Tom Lamb, 70 today.
Bubba, you got any?
No, he's not. He's about 35.
Bubba,
that's
so
not what
Tom.
Facebook said.
Okay. Sam, if you read it on Facebook, it has to be true.
It's got
to
be true.
Okay, that's a no-dicer. Citizen of the Day. This is kind of a... Joanne Glentzer.
Troy Glentzer.
Joanne Glentzer.
Joanne Glentzer. Oh.
How do you get Troy out of Joanne?
Hearing aids off.
You've had too much wine, haven't you?
Or maybe not enough.
So why did you pick Joanne?
Trying to put you in a home.
So why did you pick Joanne?
Well, she's a classmate for one.
Really?
And she makes him lunch sometimes.
Sometimes.
Nice of her.
Well, he pays her.
Oh, yeah.
That's still even nice of her.
Yes, it is. Because she could poison him and do everybody a favor. Well, maybe that's not true.
That was not...
Not called for, was it?
No.
This segment brought to you by the National Suicide Prevention... May 28th, celebrity birthday, by the way.
Back to celebrity.
Speeding it up again.
Okay.
Gladys Knight. The Midnight Train in Georgia, smooth 73. In it. Number 80.
Number
80? 80. CCR frontman John Fogerty is 79. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 47.
Cool.
Formerly The View.
Yep.
I'm sure she got the heck out of Dodge Air.
She was married to quarterback, right?
Hasselbeck and quarterback?
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
He was a quarterback.
Mac, yeah. Hasselbeck.
Zone type. Today, not very many. Movie sound man Danny Elfman is 71.
Movie sound man.
Well, he scored a lot of movies.
Oh.
Oh.
Stay with me, Jack.
I mean...
I know it's a tough life you got there. But
it is. It really is.
Actor Rupert Everett is 65.
I'll be darned. Never heard of him.
Melissa Etheridge is 63.
I'm not a fan.
Shocking. I'm sure you're not her core audience anyways. Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't like her, though.
Spice Girl Mel B is 49.
Is that in your wheelhouse there, Jack? Spice Girls? Me too, neither.
No. You missed my wheelhouse completely.
I'm pretty sure.
He doesn't get to decide who has birthdays.
The only one that was in my wheelhouse was one you didn't even mention, and that was Tom Lamb.
You just got your tickets for the patio furniture.
Patio furniture.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
I don't know why you need patio furniture. You're always out at some winery somewhere.
I know.
You're never at home.
I know.
Of course, that's nice for the neighbors. They when they know you're gone, they can go over and have a party at your house.
And they might.
Yeah, why not?
We can't say the original one, but I can say this. Bye, Jack. Because we can't say the other one.
Hi, Jack. Uh-huh.
Yes, we can't say the other one.
Yeah, because you can say it, but not...
Otherwise, I'd be in the jail with... Tommy Sparklin in Mercer County if I did that.
Oh, yeah?
I don't particularly want to do that.
Yeah. So, do you have a nice holiday weekend?
Went by pretty quick. Quiet. Yeah.
Did you celebrate Memorial Day by going out to the cemetery?
I didn't make it out there, but I did have my own little sparklers.
Oh. And
wrong holiday, but I still use them.
I'm pretty happy that you live right by the fire hall.
Makes
it handy.
I'm not sure if they feel the same way though.
Well, Rocker, we're going to cut it short, buddy. So, Neil.
Yep. We'll have Bobby. Who are you going to have here? We got the track first.
Track. Rocket. 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 R
Wait, you got your feet. Hold it back.
So, so we got the track team coming in and the baseball team coming in. Back in just a little bit with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those